behind the savage and rushed away into the forest. Birds were screaming, mice shrieking, and a little hopping thing came under the mat and cowered. 5 yards away, the savage stopped, standing right by the thicket, and cried out. Ralph drew his feet up and crouched. The stake was in his hands. The stake sharpened at both ends, the stake that vibrated so wildly, that grew long, short, light, heavy, light again.
The tribe really has gone crazy. They're burning up the entire island just to get Ralph. Imagine the scene, with smoke pouring out above the island and huge trees coming down. It must look like the world's coming to an end. And I finally figured out what the stake sharpened at both ends is. The pigs running by reminded me. It's just like the stake the hunters put the pig's head on. That's what they're planning to do to Ralph. Let's read from the second full paragraph on page 199. It starts, "The ululation spread from shore to shore."
The ululation spread from shore to shore. The savage knelt down by the edge of the thicket, and there were lights flickering in the forest behind him. You could see a knee disturb the mold. Now the other. Two hands. A spear. A face. The savage peered into the obscurity beneath the thicket. You could tell that he saw light on this side and on that, but not in the middle, there. In the middle was a blob of dark, and the savage wrinkled up his face, trying to decipher the darkness. The seconds lengthened. Ralph was looking straight into the savage's eyes. "Don't scream. You'll get back. Now he's seen you. He's making sure." A stick sharpened. Ralph screamed, a scream of fright and anger and desperation. His legs straightened. The screams became continuous and foaming. He shot forward, burst the thicket, was in the open, screaming, snarling, bloody. He swung the stake, and the savage tumbled over. But there were others coming toward him, crying out. He swerved as a spear flew past and then was silent, running. All at once, the lights flickering ahead of him merged together. The roar of the forest rose to thunder, and a tall bush directly in his path burst into a great fan-shaped flame. He swung to the right, running desperately fast, with the heat beating on his left side, and the fire racing forward like a tide. The ululation rose behind him and spread along, a series of short, sharp cries, the sighting call. A brown figure showed up at his right and fell away. They were all running, all crying out madly. He could hear them crashing.